Openness. Pixar, known for its popular films like Toy Story and The Incredibles, emphasizes the importance of self-expression. According to Pixar, avoiding mistakes or protecting feelings over open communication can harm a company and limit creativity. For example, a director rearranged seating cards at a big meeting. Top managers ended up sitting with regular employees, which allowed easier conversations at different levels. Pixar's main way of solving problems is clear: communication without worrying about rank. Animation studio. He studied physics and computer science at the University of Utah alongside future tech giants like Jim Clark and John Warnock. Together, they revolutionized computer animation through collaborative innovation, each building on the other's breakthroughs. In 1979, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, launched a new computer division at Lucasfilm. Ed Catmull, a candidate for leading this unit, stood out during his interview. When asked about potential leaders, Catmull didn't just talk about himself, he praised others and their achievements. Surprisingly, this approach set him apart from other candidates and played a crucial role in his landing the job. Pixar got its name from a mix-up and a playful suggestion. Initially, one colleague thought of Pixar, mistakenly believing it was a Spanish verb. Another tossed in radar. According to Catmull, that's how Pixar got its quirky name. Tech visionary. Steve Jobs took over Pixar in 1986, and Ed Catmull remembers their daily collaboration over many years. Principles for success. When Toy Story and A Bug's Life became massive hits, Pixar and Catmull faced a big challenge. Catmull ensured that Pixar's artists and technical staff were seen as equals. He insists he never favored one group over the other. Catmull emphasizes that Toy Story established two key rules at Pixar: story is king, and trust the process. Postmortems, Pixar meticulously reviews each filmmaking process. Reflecting on past mistakes, Pixar recognizes that looking back isn't always clear. People can be just as unrealistic about the past as they are about the future. They conduct thorough postmortems to face the truth about what went wrong creatively. Although it's tough because people resist evaluating themselves. Mindfulness. Susan surprised him with a week-long meditation retreat in Colorado, but Catmull found it hard to cope with the quiet. He realized that our thoughts are fleeting and biased in a world of constant change. This made him aware of how little control he actually has, which might hinder his ability to understand the present moment. Reducing internal distractions helps your creative ideas flow more freely. Overcoming barriers to creativity, according to him, follows the same approach regardless of the problem size. Leadership ethos. Catmull's stories from filmmaking are enjoyable, especially with Wallace guiding the discussion. He becomes even more readable as a thinker about management. His stories explain his main lesson: how to build and maintain a creative workspace. Catmull shows deep understanding, self-awareness, and humility as he talks about the challenges and common mistakes in any creative project, whether big or small. How he and his colleagues tackled these challenges offers rare, valuable guidance. Not many people in such powerful positions are as determined to admit they don't have all the answers. His insistence that mistakes are inevitable and often unrecognized is particularly inspiring. Key points. 1. Open communication boosts creativity and solves problems effectively. 2. Recognizing and celebrating team contributions inspires collaboration and trust. 3. Find inspiration in unexpected places, like the playful origins of names. 4. Encourage equality between technical and artistic teams for better innovation. 5. Learn from past experiences by reviewing projects and acknowledging mistakes. 6. Practice mindfulness to enhance focus and support creative thinking. 7. View setbacks as opportunities for growth and improvement in leadership.